2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Well, it's not quite the 5 o'clock report. It's 4:30. Let's call that a miss. My apologies, our top story on KSL News Radio. More details are coming out about the deadly shooting outside a Mill Creek apartment building this week. Investigators say the victim may have been trying to protect someone else. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Investigators say the victim, Taylor Calvaca, wasn't the person that Alexander Ethan May and Edgar Esquivel were arguing with on Facebook. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Gray says Esquivel, using the name Jokey De Niro, threatened to do something disgusting.
Esquivel made some statements regarding drowning and raping a two-month-old infant.
When the two arguing sides decided to meet near the Sunnyvale apartments, Calvaca was asked to come along. May reportedly pulled a shotgun from a cardboard box.
Taylor stepped in front between the gun and the other people that were there.
Gray says Esquivel deleted his entire Facebook account after the shooting. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:31. More of our top stories. Here's Maria Chaleos.
A West Jordan man is being accused of not paying state income taxes for 28 years. Timothy Robinson faces multiple felony charges, including tax evasion. The Utah State Tax Commission says they audited Robinson 7 times and made numerous notifications that he needed to file a return. The University of Utah says their new safety investments will make their campus safer after the murder of Lauren McCluskey. They include new restrictions on guests visiting the dorms, but they are still allowed to stay. ASUU student president Anne Marie Barnes told KSL's Dave and Dujanovic show why it's not more restrictive.
From the folks that I know who are living on campus this year, they've expressed that they felt like this encompasses a lot of safety concerns while still allowing them to have the college experience and have the social experience on campus.
Night classes will also be clustered together with security patrols, and students will have new options to walk or ride home. Students at a Weber County school received an unexpected day off. The contents of a garbage truck caught fire and it had to dump the flaming trash into the parking lot of Greenwood Charter School early this morning. Now, the cleanup forced administrators to cancel classes for the day. KSL's top national stories this hour. Israel has barred 2 Democratic congresswomen who planned to visit Israel just hours after President Trump urged Israel to block them. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian president is slamming Israel's decision to bar Democratic House members Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from visiting Israel and the West Bank. Mohammed Shtaya called the decision racist and incompatible with democracy. Dangerous is how one Israeli Arab lawmaker, Ahmed Tibi, put it. Lots of criticism also from Israeli politicians. Centrist Yair Lapid calling Netanyahu's ban a mistake that will only strengthen the boycott Israel movement and damage Israel's ties with the Democratic Party. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
We will go in-depth on this coming up at 4:45. July was a record-setting month for planet Earth.
Never before has the U.S. government recorded a month as hot globally as July was. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, saying in 140 years of record-keeping, no month has been hotter than last month. July was 1.7 degrees hotter than the 20th century average. 9 of the 10 hottest Julys on record have happened since 2005.
That is ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Other national stories we are following this hour. At a migrant detention center in Rhode Island, an ICE staffer allegedly drove his pickup truck into a crowd of peaceful protesters. ABC's Janae Norman has more.
Outside the Wyatt Detention Center in Rhode Island, the truck driven by an alleged corrections officer approached the entrance to the detention center's parking lot before attempting to drive straight through the crowd of Jewish protesters, many advocating for the human rights of migrants detained by ICE.
Two people were sent to the hospital for injuries, including one with a broken leg. Jeffrey Epstein broke a neck bone when he killed himself in federal custody. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more on that story.
A source with knowledge of the autopsy told ABC News Jeffrey Epstein sustained a broken hyoid bone when he hanged himself with a bedsheet inside his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Center. The office of the chief medical examiner here declined to comment, but cautioned against taking a single finding out of context. We're told there is still nothing to suggest Epstein died in any other manner than suicide.
The autopsy was completed Sunday, but the results are pending more information from the federal investigation. Jeff, there's a new trend in online dating. It's called dog fishing. It's when someone borrows someone else's dog for their profile picture.
Oh.
Dating experts say single people will pretend to own a dog so that they appear more nurturing to their potential dates. It shows up on their profile, but then at some point they have to fess up that they don't actually own a dog.
What an ugly world. So now there's dog fishing, there's cat fishing, and they have kitten fishing. That's a thing we heard about a few weeks ago. I'd rather just go fishing.
Why not just be your... Absolutely. Why not be yourself?
KSL News Time, 4:35, I think. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
We are starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down, going around the point of the mountain on southbound I-15 to get into Utah County. But Davis County drivers, you've got your usual slow and go northbound I-15, Farmington to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks, Ricky. Coming up, if your kids are putting on the pads this season, there's a new startling study about football injuries. Stay here. My Minutes on the way next.